When it comes to building a business online, we are surrounded with the idea that the only way to be successful is to hustle our way to the top and bug everyone we know. It doesn't have to be that way. My name is Brooke Elder, and after 10 years of direct sales experience and training over 10,000 consultants, I have learned that being an authentic influencer is the key to success. I am on a mission to help you find your influence so that you can start blessing the lives of others. Join my team and I as we talk about new ideas, strategies, and tips on how to build a purpose-driven business that is authentic to you. Hey, authentic influencers, Brooke Elder here on episode 78. And today I'm really excited to talk to you about the difference between success and influence. We just got back from our Authentic Influencer Summit last week, and it was an amazing experience. For those of you who missed out, you really did miss out. Make sure that you come to our next event. We have the dates about mid-September. We're looking at doing it in Utah. Dates right now, we're tentatively scheduled for September 15th and 16th in Salt Lake. So mark your calendars and start watching for some emails about our next event because it's going to be amazing. So we talked a little bit at our event about success and influence and what that really means. And before I dive into all of that, so here's a shout out to Patty Melt. She says, "Today has been a truly inspirational day for me. This episode has been laid out brilliantly, yet simple ideas for growing our network marketing business. You talk about how to face your fears and overcome them, and let's face it, if we master our network marketing fears, that's half the battle of our way to success. I'm always impressed with Brooke's podcast and the quality of people she interviews. There's always valuable takeaways from each episode, and this one was no exception. She knows the ins and outs of network marketing, and I appreciate her vast knowledge and actionable ideas on how to grow your business. Thank you, Brooke." Thank you so much, Patty Melt, for leaving that review and letting us know how you're liking the podcast. And right now, if you're listening and this is one of the first episodes you've listened to, or you've been listening for a while, make sure that you hit that subscribe button and leave us a review on iTunes, and maybe you will be shouted out in our next episode. All right, well, let's dive into the difference between success and influence, because there are people who want success and there are people who want influence, and you can have both, but sometimes we want to know what we're going to focus on, either success or influence, and the others will kind of follow. So if we think about the people who are out there being, you know, the spammy weirdos, sending all of those "hey girl, hey" messages, and messaging 20 people a day, doing your list of 100, doing all of those things where you aren't feeling real authentic and you feel more like you're just pushing your business onto people. Those are the people that when they do have success, that's what they're looking for, is success. It's all about them. We talk a lot about arrows in and arrows out marketing. And that really is the difference between success and influence. And if you haven't heard us talk about arrows in and arrows out marketing, I'll give you a quick crash course. So arrows in marketing is marketing about me. It's marketing about, I have $500 more dollars that I need until I earn an incentive trip. Who will buy from me? That's thinking about myself. It's all, what am I going to get out of this? And think about your mindset of when you're sending out 20 messages a day. Why are you doing that? Are you doing it because you really want to genuinely connect with people? Or are you doing it because you just want to have success? You want to be able to get more recruits. You want to be able to get more customers. That's the only reason that you're doing it. And so arrows in marketing is a selfish way of running a business, really. While arrows out marketing is thinking, how can I be there to serve someone else? It doesn't matter if they buy from me or not. I have knowledge. I have life experiences. I have gifts, talents, and strengths that I can go out and help other people, whether they buy from me or not. That is how you create influence. Because it's not about who's buying from you or not. It's about the value that you're bringing to people. And here's the thing. When you lead with value and you lead with, I want to influence people, that is when the money comes. That's when the customers come. That's when the recruits come. They're drawn to you. They want to be a part of you. They want to be like whatever your movement is you're creating, they need to be a part of that because you came to them with authenticity. You came to them with, I'm here to serve you. I'm here to bring you value. I'm here to answer your questions. And it doesn't matter what I get in return. Because here's what happens. There's a thing called the law of reciprocity. And what this law is that if someone does something for you, you feel like you have to do something back. So there was a study that someone did. They were testing out this law of reciprocity. And so there were some people who were selling flowers at an airport. And it was for a charity and it was for a good cause. You know, donate a dollar and we're going to give you a rose. And not a lot of people were buying this rose. But if they were just giving out the roses and then saying they were just doing a donation for charity, so they were giving something first, they actually tripled the amount of money that they brought in for the charity by giving away the flowers instead of selling them, because it's that law of reciprocity. And I've seen this in my personal life. So when my husband and I very first got married, we lived in a neighborhood where we were the only people without kids. We're in Utah. There's lots of kids here. So we were the only people in the neighborhood that didn't have kids. And then a couple months after living there, there was another couple that moved just down the street from us and they didn't have kids. So I was like, this is awesome. We can have some friends that we have things in common. So we invited them over for dinner and we had a great time. We connected, we had great conversation, all of that. And then they were like, well, you should come to our house for dinner. And I'm like, great. This is like the start of this new friendship, right? So they invited us over to their house for dinner and then never talked to us again. And I look at that and I'm like, they felt guilty because we had invited them that they needed to do it, that law of reciprocity, that they needed to invite us over for dinner too. And then once the tables were even, the score was even, they were done. And I bet if you start thinking about things in your life, you can start seeing examples of this too. That this law of reciprocity of if I do something for you, you feel obligated to do something for somebody else. Like, it's just the way that we are wired. And so when you are looking at your business with how can I bring influence, really it's how can I serve people? Because when you are focused on serving others in your business, that is when the influence starts building. Because people know your heart and they know that you're looking at doing this and you want to help them, not because you are just $5 away from hitting your next rank or that you really just need someone to buy one more six pack of something in order to reach your goals for the month. That's not really what you're leading with and that's not what is driving you. What's driving you is that you really care about other people and that you want to help them. This is something that comes very naturally for a lot of people, but for some people, it doesn't come naturally. It doesn't come naturally to want to be able to talk to people. Maybe you're really introverted and you don't really want to talk to people and find out what they need and like share pieces of maybe your story that are really vulnerable and you're not really sure like how to do that. And the first step to that is finding ways that you can step out of your comfort zone. Because if this whole concept of I'm just here to help and serve people, so I'm going to talk to them about their needs, really, no matter what network marketing company you're in, you are a doctor. You have things from your life, your gifts, your talents, your strengths, your products, your opportunity. You have all of those things in your back pocket. So when you talk to people, all you're doing is you're listening for where is their problem and what tools do I have in my tool belt to solve that. And once they start talking, then we do this naturally. if you take out the whole, like, I'm trying to sell to someone or I'm trying to get them to recruit, and you're really just talking to people, you're trying to find things as you're talking to people that you have in common. And when you do that, it's saying, okay, here's all of my experiences. Here's the tools in my tool belt. And I want to see what you have in yours. And I want to see how they can complement each other. We do that naturally. And so marketing your product and your opportunity shouldn't be any different. You should be doing it naturally. And that is seeing, where are their problems? What are the things that they're struggling with? And what tools in my toolbox do I have that I can take and I can help and serve them and help them? And maybe it's a product, maybe it's your opportunity, or maybe it's just an experience that you had and you can be there and show them that, look, I know you're going through something hard. I went through something hard too, and this is what it was like, and I got out on the other side, and so can you. Maybe it's not as deep as that. Maybe it's just that you had a problem the same as them and you got over it. Maybe it was a problem like, I didn't know what to dress my family of six for a family party or for family photos, and we had to coordinate and everything had to look good and I didn't know how to do it. But then I found this Pinterest board and it was awesome. Or then I found this person who helps you coordinate your jewelry with all of your outfits for family photos. And then you tell them about it. Maybe someone's trying to lose weight and you've been down that road too, and you found something that helps you. We want to always be of service and be sharing those things. And so when you find out what people's problems are first, and then you can connect your experience with your solution to their problem, that's where the spamminess goes away. Because you're not spammy anymore, because you're coming from a place of service. And you're doing that arrows out marketing. Because now it's not, what can this person get for me? It's not about like getting a group of people, like how can I message as many people as I can, so that way maybe a handful of them are actually going to reach out to me and I can then talk to them about my opportunity. It's about, how many connections can I make with people and how can I make their life better because they know me? That's the difference. Because when you're looking at just success and you're just focusing on numbers, you're just focusing on, am I reaching my goals by the end of the month? And you're not really focusing on, how am I actually improving lives and making them better? All you're going to get is success and the influence is not there. And success can be taken away like that. It really is something that if you don't have influence, you don't have people around you, all you're doing is peddling your product and your opportunity, and you're just pushing people, buy. It's not going to give you the long-term success that you're looking for. Influence, on the other hand, will. Because when you build relationships and you build rapport and you are looking at, how can I serve this person and how can I make their life better because they know me? That is something that, even if, let's say, your company has gone under, which I know for a lot of our listeners that has happened, and like that happened to me as well, when you build influence, then that doesn't matter, because you can just link arms with another company and keep on rolling because you have the influence. When you're only looking for success, that's not the case, because you can build up to, I have a friend who, she was at the very, very top of her company, and her company made some bad financial decisions and her company went under and didn't pay her for about 6 months. I don't think she actually ever got paid for the last 6 months of what she was supposed to get paid in commissions, because the company didn't have money to do it. And she was very, very successful, but there wasn't the influence there. So when the company went under, she had nowhere to go, and she had to start at another network marketing company and start building up her success again. When you build the influence is much easier transferred from one company to another, because it's not built around the company. Your influence is built around you. It's built around your conversations that you had. It's built around the things that you've talked about, your gifts, your talents, your strengths, all of those things, and your product and your opportunity just so happen to be a part of that. And when you can talk that way, you build the influence that you're looking for. So what's a way that you can build influence? I'm sure some of you are thinking that. And the easiest way to build influence is through Facebook groups. Now, I don't know if you've noticed, but Facebook is really pushing groups lately. If you go onto the Facebook app, mine just updated and groups is at the very top. Whenever you log into Facebook, look at what the very first post you see. I bet 9 times out of 10 it's going to be a post from a group. Facebook is really, really pushing that. In fact, if any of you watched the Super Bowl this last year, Facebook had an ad running during the Super Bowl about groups. When I saw that, my ears perked up because I've been talking about creating Facebook groups for a really, really, really long time. And now Facebook is really pushing them. And so you have no better opportunity than right now if you don't have a group to start a group. And this is not a VIP group. I know a lot of companies teach you to create a group. It's your VIP group. Get all your customers in there. And then it can be your own spammy infomercial where you can just tell them, look, this month, this is buy one, get one. And oh, this month, there's a new catalog. You can get 10% off. And did you know if you join my team, it's only $99? And the list goes on and on. That's not what groups are. That's not a community. Who wants to be in a community of infomercials and be like a community of telemarketers? I don't know many people that do. But if you create a community around, this is the problem that my product or my opportunity solves, and everything that I do, I talk about that, which is still talking about your products, is still talking about your opportunity, but it's talking about other things too. Like maybe you are a mom that struggles with ADD and you have this awesome product that has helped you to be able to stay focused. Well, there's probably other things that you do too that you use to cope with those problems that you're having, right? So yes, you're using the products from your company, but what about ways that you've learned to meal plan? Maybe ways that you've learned to keep a planner and stay on top of things. Maybe how to organize, how to stay up on laundry. All of these things, like, yes, your product, every single product solves a problem, but most people that have that problem have a lot of other problems too that you know how to solve as well. So when you start talking about those things and just including your product as one of those solutions, it feels authentic. It doesn't feel spammy. You build the influence because so-and-so is just helping me so much because they get me. They have the same problems that I do, and they're using this product that's really been helping them, so I want to try it too because I tried that their meal planning tips and it's really, really helped me. And so I want to try something even more of what this person is doing. That's the thought process that your customers are going to be going through. And then once they try the product and then you talk about how your opportunity is so great and that through being able to help other women XYZ, that you are able to take your kids to the park and you're able to work from home and all of those things that we want to talk about, but we need to put it in context. We need to put it in the context of how does this really matter to the person that's listening to you? And when we start thinking about that, when we're pushing our marketing, that's where we build the influence. So your aim for today is how are you going to start shifting more towards influence and less towards success? And I know that kind of sounds a little counterintuitive, right? Because we all want to be successful, but know that you can get to a whole new level of success when you are just focusing on building influence. That is the magic of what happens. And you're protecting yourself from so many other things that could happen to you. So if I would say, if you don't have a Facebook group yet, go create one. If you do have a Facebook group and it's a VIP group, really start thinking about how you can change that. And if you have a group and it's not a VIP group and you're already doing this, I want you to think, how can I connect more with the people who are in my group? So that way I can truly be helping them with the things that they are struggling with. Now, this leads me into my group that I have, the Authentic Influencer Marketing Facebook group. So if you are not in that group already, make sure you go and join. You can just go into Facebook and search Authentic Influencer Marketing. We have about 13,000 network marketers that are thinking the same as you. They're thinking that there's got to be a better way. I don't want to be a spammy weirdo. I want to build influence. And it's a great place to connect. And we do weekly trainings in there. And it's really just a magical place. So go to Facebook and search Authentic Influencer Marketing. Make sure you join our group and get all the goods inside there. Thank you guys so much for listening today. I really appreciate all of you listeners, and it really means a lot when we hear from you all and you let us know how you're liking these podcasts. And if there's anything else that we could ever help you with, make sure you go into our Facebook group and let us know. And we are here to serve you. Thanks so much, guys, and we'll see you on the next episode. If you've enjoyed this episode of the Authentic Influencer Podcast, I want to invite you to check out socialtenacity.com/secret. The Authentic Influencer Secret Society is the fundamental resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and leading a network marketing business. Whether you're still trying to figure out how to get your name out there to get noticed, or you already have a growing business and you're looking for ways to train your team and get more customers, the Authentic Influencer Secret Society can help you get to the next level. With our extensive course library, monthly implementation guides, exclusive member-only discounts and perks, and a supportive community to help you get all the feedback and encouragement that you need, the Authentic Influencer Secret Society is a perfect place for anyone that is looking to grow a successful network marketing business. So check out socialtenacity.com/secret. This has been an episode of the Align Your True North podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you are not a member of our free community, you can join us at www.opsyachtclub.com. This is a free community where we post job opportunities. Inside the community, we have trainings on how to structure your packages so you can serve your clients better, help you to know how to do discovery or strategy calls, and give you ideas of where to find your next client. We would love to have you part of our community, so you can join at www.opsyachtclub.com. Can't wait to see you there.